The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
It's the day after our Crazy Crimes of Passion true crime story segment. We do this every Wednesday, which was yesterday, obviously, and I'm still talking about the Night Stalker. Good morning. It's Thursday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. My name is Dana Cortez.
Why are we kicking off the morning with the Night Stalker? DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Because I'm obsessed with true crime. And a lot of people are, and that's why we started Crazy Crimes of Passion. Richard Ramirez, I made DJ Automatic watch the whole special on him, and we did a Crazy Crimes of Passion about him yesterday, and he's odd and horrible, and it's just awful.
He's a devil.
I want to know why somebody acts.
Is it not just enough to turn on the nightly news?
You
get the same true crime fix you do all the time.
I don't understand the obsession with watching other people that were horrible people.
Because I want to know how someone can behave that way. Yeah. I want to know why somebody would do those things.
Do I understand it? No. But do I accept that it's a popular thing now? Yes.
Maybe. Thank you, Anthony.
It's always been a popular thing, dude.
Why is it women in particular that love this stuff?
It's not just women.
Women in particular.
No, dude. I had my gay friend Chase, and we were talking about this, having this exact same conversation with my friend Mason. And Chase goes, "I love true crime."
See?
So it's like, dude, it's women, and from my experience,
why is it connected to estrogen?
There it is, dude.
I think that watching someone get caught finally, when it all ends, and then trying to get into their minds is how we stop serial killers in the first place.
Okay. Or inspire ideas.
No, if you listen to the Crazy Crimes of Passion we did, you just search Dana Cortez Show, all streaming platforms for podcasts, you'll hear the story of Richard Ramirez since he was born till the day he died. I think he was made into a serial killer. I really do.
I don't think I
You know what? I think this is something for the podcast. We can dive a little deeper into.
I don't have any hypothesis on this.
Okay.
Dude. You make me use word like hypothesis now. I'm pretty proud of myself
for
that.
Big words on Thursday. Big words. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. It is National Grab Some Nuts Day.
Loving some nuts.
Mm-hmm. Especially this time of year, they're healthy, good source of protein. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and get those bad boys all
good
up
stuff.
In your mouth.
Jennifer Aniston, she used to be in a show called Friends. She played Rachel. She says every night before she goes to sleep, she eats a handful of almonds.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're good for her.
I feel like I would have paid for you to tell me that. It's also National It's also National Watermelon Day too. So yo, shout out to the watermelon.
You know our dogs love watermelon.
I love watermelon so much, dog. Shout out to watermelon. And it's going to wrap it up on National IPA Day.
No,
I'm not an IPA person. However, we did go to a really nice brewery the other day, and they brought out some Hatch Green Chili beer.
Which was delicious.
So good.
And it won all kinds of awards, he said.
It's a gold
medal. I don't even like
IPA.
Beer, and I love that beer.
I don't like beer, and I kept sniffing it.
Okay. See, that with the true crime stuff is that's interesting behavior.
That's
right
what
there.
Richard Ramirez was doing. He was sniffing, not beer.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
During What's Your Sign earlier this week, we were talking to Sirmati, and a mom had called in. She just had a baby, and we somehow got around to talking about how Automatic helped me so much with our daughter, Ava-matic. This is how the combo went. I love that you said, too, to communicate that, because Automatic was a first-time dad. And so I did have to teach him a lot of things, but he was so willing to help. And thank goodness, because
changed
I was like,
a lot
I can't
of diapers.
I was like, I can't believe I'm doing this all over again. I'm like, what are we doing? And you were such a big help, Automatic, and your first-time dad and all of that, right? I already had two girls. I have three girls. I had to show you what to do. And I think my favorite part about all of it was how much you seemed to enjoy the time with our daughter. How much you seemed to cherish the moments of bottle feeding her and changing diapers and carrying her around in your, what was that little thing called? The Bjorn? You know, you take her to the mall with you. And I don't understand a man who doesn't want to help. This woman who sent me this message on Instagram, she's like in tears and tired and exhausted. She's got to work and take care of the baby. And he just refuses to lend a hand.
Damn. I mean, Automatic, what part of that phase of nurturing your daughter was your favorite? Was it the changing bottles? Was it the diapers? What part was...
I mean, nobody likes to change diapers, so I'm not going to tell you. Yeah.
See, dude, that's the one thing, dude. I don't think I could ever change a diaper. You guys remember the day we were there with our good friend Josh, and his kid actually used the bathroom up its back. I've never seen
the
a creature
went all the way up to his neck.
You know, somehow poop vertically. And I seen this
it
little
defied gravity.
2-3 year old kid poop vertically. And at that moment, I was like, you know what? I think it's time for me to go get snipped. I'm living a child-free life forever, dog. You're right. Nobody wants to change. I'd never want to change a diaper.
In all honesty, from birth to age 4, though, you can't ever get those years back. And they're super important. I enjoyed all of it.
What's the deal, though, with the mentality of thinking, I don't have to help? It doesn't make any sense to me. It's so...
A lot of it has to do with the way you're raised. But also, it's a certain level of intelligence to think that way. I'm sorry.
Oh,
are you saying that men who think not changing diapers means they're more masculine?
We don't have to say just diapers, but I'm just saying men that don't think that they have to be involved in the raising their children. Yes, I'm saying you're dumb.
Yeah, if you're living under the pressures of gender roles, it's a little outdated compared to what it used to be.
All right, let's take a call now. You've been on hold for a minute, sir. Who is this?
Hey, this is Carl.
Hey, oh, Carl, okay. What's good?
I called you a while back and we argued a little bit about Lizzo. You know, the fact.
Oh, okay, Carl. I remember you actually. Yes, sir.
So, did you see the news? She's getting sued for fat shaming her own dancers.
I did see that.
So I was right. That is the pot calling the kettle black.
Okay, Carl. I get it, sir.
So, look, I don't even listen to your damn show. I got these Mexicans here working, mowing my lawn, and the show's on again, and you're talking about your husband doing your work, your chores.
Oh, Excuse me? My husband is the father. He's supposed to contribute. Bottle changing and diaper changing.
And I'm not going to lie. I'm not appreciating your tone.
That's part of life.
Yeah, but it's a woman's work.
How is that? It took two people to make the baby. I can't make the baby by myself unless I go to a sperm bank.
He needs to take off his skirt and buy you a nice apron.
Yo. Oh. Dude, you're joking, right?
This is crazy.
You're joking, right?
You guys are part of the problem. The liberal left is making men pussy, and we need to stop it.
I think that you're insane to think that a father who contributes to his child's life is a pussy. And by the way, pussies are strong.
Yeah, dude.
Are weak.
This guy, look, don't even get me started about what's going on in your bedroom back there at home. I don't even want to think about it.
What was your name again?
His name is Carl.
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 I got to hang up on Carl. I cannot go back and forth with someone, as you put it, DJ Automatic, who has a lower intelligence, lower IQ than I do. Because if you really think...
And the thing I'm going to say this, Carl wouldn't say that if we were standing face to face.
Okay, Automatic, we get it. If you think somehow by not contributing to the life of your child makes you more manly, you're not more of a man. You're less of a man. You're weaker. You're showing your children the opposite. You should be involved in your children's life. It's going to make such a difference. And to the woman who sent me that message on Instagram, if your man thinks this way, the way Carl did, I suggest you find another one if he doesn't change his mind.
Oh, damn.
Okay. I mean it. I've never said that.
It's not like they don't have a baby together.
Well, that's not the only reason you stay with somebody. You stay with somebody who respects you. It's a lack of respect.
Yeah, hopefully he can change his ways.
I don't think so. But I don't think so either.
She might be married to Carl, for all we know.
Hopefully. Check
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, a TikToker has gone viral revealing she gifted something to her boyfriend and then he did the unthinkable. We'll talk about that story last. These are three stories you need to know. DJ Automatic.
I found a new study by the University of Minnesota that says that if your kids don't start doing chores by the age of 3 or 4, that they're going to grow up to be less successful academically, socially, and their careers are going to end early.
You're going to have brats.
You're going to have brats and expect everything. That's a lot of propaganda.
Okay, that's crazy. 3 or 4 to do chores?
Yeah, dude, that was wild, dog. I didn't do any chores. As a matter of fact, my parents did the opposite. They left me home alone until I was like 5.
You know, that's a chore, Anthony, taking care of your little brother.
He wasn't around yet. It was just me kicking it by myself. You know what I'm saying? They went to do a beer run. I didn't do anything. So I don't think you need to teach a 3-year-old yet. That's a little too early, in my opinion.
I do.
I agree with you 100% because there's no reason to put a 3-year-old to work.
Our daughters... I can't imagine my three-year-old
picking weeds.
No, that's not how it works. Our kids, all my kids did chores. From the time they were walking, they did chores.
I don't remember that because I was there.
Otto, just because weeds are something you picked, Ava-matic would sit next to me and I would have her help me fold laundry. We would do clean up. We would pick up all her things. Those are chores. I would just make it fun. She didn't even know she was doing chores. Mm.
Maybe I misunderstood because I was thinking of like the chores that I had to do. I can't have my 3-year-old sweating it out in the backyard.
Get them kids productive so they could be successful later on in life. And maybe pass a job interview or two. In case you missed it, most bosses are using your social media to answer illegal hiring questions. What? All right. According to resumebuilder.com, they conducted a survey of over 2,300 bosses and found out that 74% of them use social media to screen job candidates to see things and see if they're going to be a good fit for the company.
Not your ex. It's your new boss creeping on a timeline.
I mean, who would have thought that they wouldn't look at your social media?
It's not legal, automatic. They're not supposed to ask those certain questions.
Okay, but common sense tells me I'm going to go look at somebody's social media before I hire them. Yeah. I've never hired anyone without looking at their social media first.
I'm on the fence, dude, because I'm kind of problematic on my social media. So depending on the job situation.
You're lucky I knew you before I hired you.
All right, so in case you missed it, a young woman on TikTok is revealing that she donated her kidney to her boyfriend, and then, he did this.
7 months after the surgery, he confessed to cheating. To this day, even after everything he put me through, the heartache, the cheating, the ghosting, I still don't regret donating my kidney to him.
I'll regret it for you. Because you don't give somebody that you're not married to a body part, girl. I'm sorry.
Was her boyfriend's name George Lopez?
George Lopez did that to his wife.
Classic.
So guess what? They went to court and she got half.
Dang.
It's just terrible. She lost her kidney. Okay. She lost her man. She lost her dignity. Do you know he went and partied in Vegas with her kidney?
Well, I mean, if you get an extra kidney, you got to celebrate a little bit.
No, you do not.
I will say one thing he did, though, is be honorable at the end by admitting to her that he did cheat. He confessed to her.
And he ghosted her. He lied to her the entire time.
What do you mean he lied to her the entire time?
He was unfaithful, and he started leaving brochures on purpose of how she could get tested to donate her kidney to him. He was looking for anyone to donate a kidney.
So this dude is super manipulative.
Yeah, with no intentions of staying with this woman. I'm upset.
Should be disappointed in her.
Why is that, Anthony?
How did she fall for this?
Because she loves him. She loves him.
I've just been pondering this for a long time. I don't know.
I say she'd take his to court and get your kidney back, girl. Ding, ding, ding.
How's that going to happen?
I don't think that's going to happen, dog. You got to chalk that kidney up, bro. Yeah. Better live that life with one, my queen.
Maybe she could charge him like rent on it or something.
Don't be drinking no sodas.
That's a good idea, DJ. That's a good idea. All right, listen to this on the Dana Cortez Show podcast on demand. And then hit us up right now. What would you do if this was you?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm going to begin this WTF story by asking you first, DJ Automatic. Can you see this in this photo on that finger?
Yeah, it looks like a piece of salt.
Okay, Anthony, can you see this on this photo?
Yes, I can see it. It looks like a piojo.
A piojo, a little lice.
Piece of lice.
You go a little lie. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram and see if you can see the microscopic handbag that just sold for $63,750.
What? What the f***? People got way too much money.
It's a little bitty bag, and the designer is Mischief. And
those are the same ones who created those big red boots, right?
Yeah, dude.
There's like a grain of salt.
I've actually made it a little bigger so you can see. It's a replica of a Louis Vuitton.
How did they make that small?
Well, automatic, if you spend $63,750, maybe you can find out. Isn't it gorgeous,
I would spend $63,000 to make something bigger, not smaller.
But no, that's the whole idea.
I'm talking about automatic.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, my gosh. Ba-dum-bum. Go check out the tiny bag @DanaCortez on Instagram.
Well, take out your money from your tiny bag and maybe splurge on a new trend when it comes to funeral homes. Funeral homes are now offering Barbie-themed coffins for those who want to take their love for the Mattel doll to the next level.
Speaking of spending stupidly, you're dead.
So what, are you going to have a hot pink coffin?
Yeah, dude, you can be fresh to death. Boom, literally on the point, dog.
Does Ken come with it?
Barbie, let's go party.
No. No, Ken does not come with it, and neither does Barbie. Yeah, nah,
well, speaking of coffins, you might be in one if you have an electric car. There's a guy in Arizona who wants you to read your owner's manual before you get in it.
Huh?
He was trapped in his Tesla for a half an hour when his car battery died. The locks didn't work, neither did the doors. Lucky for him, though, when he called 911, somebody read the paperwork for a Tesla, and they found out that they have an emergency release.
Oh my gosh, you will die in there in that heat like that. What are you doing, Elon Musk?
Damn, I'll just be became what the facts. That's wild, bro.
I'd rather die in a pink coffin.
You're getting kidnapped and trapped in your own car.
Pink coffin or a Tesla. What's the difference? All right, those are today's WTF stories. Catch them on the Dana Cortez Show podcast, wherever you stream podcasts, and check the photo of the little purse @Dana Cortez on Instagram. We'll be right back.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Two former dancers of Lizzo are suing her. Now, what I'm going to read you inside of this lawsuit is a lot. I'm warning you now. This and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
We got Martha Stewart. Shout out to her. She's great. And we also got Tom Brady celebrating his birthday, too.
All right, so we're going to start off with Post Malone. You know, he's a new father. Man, his parties are ragers now. Listen.
I really love hanging out with my baby, hanging out with the lady, playing video games, and in my garage working on projects. That's what I love to do.
All the people living child-free lives are like, and that's why I don't go to your house with you and your kids.
Hostie needs to call me up. Dude. We just hang out together.
Automatic for real.
You know, we just like opened up a bunch of Raising Cane's across the country. So, Post, you invite me for Raising Cane's, we'll hang out in your garage.
You will do that. You'll do that with a kid and a wifey. All right, now we're going to move on. Talk about Travis Scott's new project, Utopia. Kanye West, I didn't know this, did a bunch of verses. And this is one that didn't make the cut.
It ain't up to you no more. God's country, this is war. Hold on, son, I make a store. Bro, this trying to make it four.
That's like a scary nursery rhyme. La, 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 la.
Maybe that's why I got cut.
Probably so. All right, there's more to the album that was cut. Kanye West lyrics. You can listen and check them out. Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Yeah, please never do that again, Dana.
What?
That little whatever you just... Yeah, we're good on that.
Scary. Even scarier is the content of the lawsuit filed by two former dancers of Lizzo. I want to warn you that they are graphic. They allege that they were fat-shamed, belittled, sexually assaulted, and forced to go to an exotic work dance club in Amsterdam.
They went to a sex club, and they made them do some stuff we can't talk about on the air.
Things with bananas.
What?
And
All right. Well, Lizzo, are you hiring? Let me know what is
going
on.
Amsterdam
sex club. You can fat shame me all you want, dude. I'm already fat. It's cool. There's no shame to my fatness.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Two words for food news: free pancakes. Oh, yeah, I said it. Turn the radio up. It's time for hottest hashtags on your Thursday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Mild Salsa.
All right, so a Phoenix, Arizona resident ran out of his house to help a USPS, that's the United States Postal Service, help a worker. She's pregnant. It's 100 million, 5 billion degrees, and there's no air conditioning or heaters in the United States postal workers' trucks.
That's an outrage.
It is time that we get this done. Now, I know supposedly there was a bill that passed. Joe Biden signed it. We're supposed to be getting electric vehicles and some air in there and stuff. We got to do it. This is ridiculous.
Not fair.
It's horrible.
Imagine and the woman was pregnant.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm sorry. And the guy's like, no. Do you need water? He took her water, went and got his mail. He even offered to deliver the mail. No, he didn't do that. But it doesn't matter. The fact that they don't have air conditioning is ridiculous. Look at the UPS. They just won their whole lawsuit. They didn't have air conditioning either.
This is a protest that I could get really behind.
Thank you, Anthony.
If they don't get air conditioning, I think we should strike, and I'll join them so that way my bills don't get delivered.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
I like that way of thinking. Kind of genius.
DJ Automatic Food News.
IHOP is celebrating 65 years in business, and guess what? We all get to benefit from it because they're doing $5 all-you-can-eat pancakes.
Oh!
Until August 27th. And if you got kiddos, it's kids eat free from 4 to 10 every day.
Gosh, they don't know my kid. Happy birthday to IHOP, 65 years, no matter where I am, across the U.S., when in doubt, pull up to the IHOP. They always have solid food, no matter what. Their burgers are on point, and those blueberry pancakes, come on, $5. All right, so before I hit the IHOP, let's go ahead and get down with National Day.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Watermelon Day.
All right.
Ooh.
My favorite agua fresca is watermelon agua fresca. Okay. They're so good.
I didn't know our dogs like watermelon until this summer, and they love it.
Another watermelon factoid for you guys. The Guinness Book of World Records says the heaviest one ever weighed is 262 pounds.
A big agua fresca.
It's also National IPA Day, so if you're a craft brew fan, today's the day to raise a glass.
Shout out to all the local breweries out there. Go visit one today.
And it's going to wrap it up on National Grab Some Nuts Day.
I do that every day.
Yeah, hold on. I obviously know it's about eating nuts. They're good for you. They're filled with protein, all that good stuff. Natural source of protein. Automatic has a problem with his own. And I had to call his mother and ask, why does he do this? And she said it was his way of self-soothing. And she apologized.
Because I'm a man.
Why does he do what?
Grab his
Oh, okay. Well, we're just adjusting our lives. Yeah. That's what we're doing.
No, he will sit there and he just has his hand in there.
It's not. Well, you're his wife. You better fill your hands up too.
Well, I try, but he pushes my hand away.
Oh, no, come on now. Don't lie. That never happened.
But you just do it and you don't even notice. Well, I've been doing it. It's so annoying.
A lot of men adjust. It's just a part of being a man. Imagine if you had something hanging in between your legs. Yeah. You would have to adjust it.
I have breasts. I'm not holding on to them all day long.
That was a good argument.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were addressing gender roles when it comes to diaper changing. And Dana Cortez had a young lady call in and tell her that her husband, her man, does not want to change any diaper, and it's really impacting the relationship. So things got a little heated, and next thing you know, we got this call right here.
My husband is the father. He's supposed to contribute. Bottle changing and diaper changing.
And I'm not going to lie, I'm not appreciating your tone.
That's part of life.
Yeah, but it's a woman's work.
How is that? It took two people to make the baby. I can't make the baby by myself unless I go to a sperm bank.
He needs to take off his skirt and buy you a nice apron.
Yo.
Oh, this call offended us for a multitude of reasons, and we're going to address them right now. That's with me, two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And DJ Automatic, I know there's some things you want to make very clear.
Well, the one thing I want to make clear is this dude can meet me at the park.
Oh, let's go, dude.
Because
when he told
that was uncalled for. I didn't do anything to that guy.
I felt like you would have punched him right then and there, dude.
Oh, that's what I said. Know. That's what I said. Yeah, I said this guy would not have this energy if we were standing face to face. I promise you that.
And let's address the, not the elephant in the room, but the in the diaper. There's nothing wrong with a man changing a diaper at all, dude.
No, nothing wrong. What's wrong with raising your child? There's nothing wrong with that. And anybody who thinks like that still, they don't understand. That's like, it's primitive.
You're very small-minded, all right? Yeah. Shout out to all the girl dads. I want to take a moment. Shout out you, DJ Automatic. You're a girl dad. But all the girl dads who've had to, overcome this type of stuff. I think it's really dope when my homies let their daughters, paint their nails and stuff like that. That's cool, too. Okay, you're not right.
We're not getting into that right now. I already got told I wore a skirt today.
Well,
so.
No, hey, don't be offended by that, DJ Automatic. That's what I want to talk about. That's what offended me when he called you a skirt, a man wearing to put your skirt back on or whatever he said to you.
God, I would love to run into this dude.
Assuming that accomplished men don't wear skirts. Throughout history, men have been wearing skirts. Do I have to remind you of a guy named Jesus?
Oh,
all right. He pretty much wore a gown.
More like a cloak.
That was like a cloak. Either way, it was not pants. No. Okay, dude.
You're right.
You know who else wore a skirt? Mel Gibson in that movie where he paints his face and gives a big speech.
And that was a good role.
Oh, and also Jared Leto, he's wearing many skirts, all right?
Don't want that comparison.
Okay, all right. Well, what about someone we kind of love? Kanye West. Either way you feel about him, he's an accomplished guy, and he's not afraid to put a skirt on. A leather one at that.
I'm going to say this. Him and Post Malone skirts, not so great either.
Oh, okay. Well, then how about for my wrestling fans out there, the one, the legendary Roddy Piper. All right, I'm going back into the WWF vault for that one.
I forgot all about that guy, but you know what? That's a real man who wears a skirt.
Yes, dude. I'm not saying I would wear a skirt ever, but if you could wear a skirt, don't be ashamed to do it, dudes. All right, because there's been many of men throughout history who have pulled off life while wearing a skirt. Shout out to Harry Styles and Pete Davidson. All right,
You're not helping today.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.